Lukasz Hodek is a man of varied interests. As well as being a photographer who has explored the post-war massacres of Czechoslovakia's ethnic Germans, he's co-curator of an exhibition entitled Transgender Me that gets underway in Prague on Monday. In addition, Hodek, a Romani studies graduate, writes for a leading Roma affairs website. Indeed, for much of our interview, I was under the mistaken impression that he himself was a member of the ethnic minority.
I was born in Stříbro, what is a small town in western Bohemia, in Sudetenland, we would say. My parents are laborers, so, for example, for me, the idea of studying was not always in my life. I thought I would be some car mechanic or something like that, but then I decided that I should go to study university. So I'm kind of black sheep in my family.
Or a white sheep. When did you first take an interest in photography?
I think 2005, when I was in Matiční Street in Ústí nad Labem, where was supposed to be built the wall to divide Roma people from non-Roma. I did some projects there and with children, and I just had my camera with me, took some photos, and then some people told me that I have talent and I should continue. And it's my first photographs from there that I exhibit now, from 2005, that were taken not for exhibition purposes, but I exhibit them now.
I know that you have taken photographs of Romani people in various European countries. What have you found to be the similarities and differences in their lives in different European states?
Very similar is their position in the society. They are discriminated all over the places, all over Europe and even in India. I wouldn't say in India they are Roma people, but they are Doms, which are, let's say, ancestors of Roma, and they are in similar position as Roma here.
You mentioned Matiční Street, which was, I guess, a kind of point of conflict in the mid-2000s. Recently, we have seen conflict or tensions, at least in České Budějovice, between the majority population and the Roma minority. I know it's a very big question, but can you see any way forward? Or what do you think is the best way to approach that problem and try to reconcile the communities?
Well, I change my opinions over the years, because sometimes I think it's education, it's very important too, but it's education not all of Roma people only, but it's education of non-Roma most often, and educate them in the way of the prejudices they have, because this is the main problem, is the knowledge, that they don't have any knowledge about this group of people. Therefore, they are scared and they have these phobias and anti-Tiganism, and they can't really see that if some Roma rob somebody, it doesn't mean that all of the Romas are stealers and robbers. So this is the main problem, and I think that if they would get more possibilities to get to know each other, it would get much better.
And what's the sense within the Romani community? Are people scared? Because I know, say, in České Budějovice, that's a flashpoint now. People are saying that the far-right Workers' Party, whatever they're called, they are planning similar activities in other cities. Are Romanis afraid?
Of course they are scared. They are frightened, I would say, because it was here in the 90s that several Roma people were killed by neo-Nazi groups. And they have these flashbacks. They have flashbacks with Holocaust, and it's getting really worse and worse. When you just read Facebook, you will find it full of racistic comments and really scary comments sometimes. So I would say they are really scared.
You mentioned the Doms of India, the so-called ancestors of the Roma. You went to India to photograph them. What did you find there?
Well, I actually went there to finish my thesis, or to write my thesis, because I studied Romani studies in Prague. And I wanted to find the similarities, if there are any, between Roma and Doms. And I actually did, but many of them, but that's the question, if we can say that Roma brought them from India, because we can find some similar, let's say, similar behaviors all over the world in different cultures too. So we wouldn't say, but it was very interesting. And I think for Roma themselves, it was interesting to read also, because I wrote some papers on that and published them online. So
you have also had a number of projects looking at the post-war treatment of the ethnic Germans in Czechoslovakia. What is the attraction of that subject for you?
Well, for me, it's always important to work with my own prejudices, and I always do it. If I have problem with someone or with some group of people, I try to break it. So, for example, when I had problem with mentally challenged people, like I was disgusted when I watched them, I just applied to get a summer job in a sanatorium in Greece, and I spent 1 month there. And I always do something like that. It helps me to overcome these prejudices. So for me, the Germans, it was the same. I was always very much against Germans. I really hated Germans, but I had no reason for that, just because I'm from the borderline. So I wanted to work on that somehow. But in the end, I got to know that there happened several incidents after the war. I was not told at school, and I got really, I felt cheated, and I got really angry, and I needed to work with this team to show the other people also, like, what happened here and what about we are not able to speak till now. And I would say this helped me a lot to overcome this problem. And I mean, it's really funny now if people tell me that I am Germanophile or something like that. It's I come from absolutely different, like, opposite background, but it's just I came to this point by myself.
Well, earlier this year you had an exhibition called The Art of Killing. We spoke about it by phone months ago, in which you had Barbie dolls reenacting massacres from that period. What was the reaction? I saw online, for instance, there was some interview with you, and some of the people were questioning your credentials, if you had studied history and that kind of thing.
Well, the reactions were quite wild, I would say. It was, for me, it was full-time job for two weeks just to reply emails and interviews. But, well, I would say in general, it was very emotional. I would say that more than half people were really angry and really very rude. But also I got, like, many emails that were really positive, and even from the people who really experienced the Holocaust in Auschwitz. They were writing me, or they told to some people to tell me that they are really happy that I did this, because they felt really important to show the victims on the other side too. What really, I would say, make me happy when I heard this. But of course there were some people who didn't experience the post-war violence the same as me, but they had the feeling that I can't speak about it, but they can, because they were 1 year old when it happened. So, yeah, it's really, I think it's still a taboo, but as this project shown, there are still more and more people who are very open to hear about it and to reconstruct their opinions on this. So I think there is really started some kind of reflection and discussion.
Among your other activities is co-curating an annual exhibition called Transgender Me, which is beginning on Monday. What is Transgender Me?
Transgender Me is a program, I would say, or accompanying event that was the idea of Prague Pride that is starting in 2 weeks. And the idea was to give a space for transgender issue, because normally at the Pride all over the world, there is not enough transgender program in the program. It's always about gay and lesbians. And first time it was supposed, during the first Prague Pride, to be my own exhibition of photos. But after I was like, okay, maybe we should add this person, we should add this one. And it became really big exhibition. The first year was in Nodi, last year in Docs, and this year we are in National Technical Library, in the great space there. And we always take the topics on which we focus. And for this year, we chose transgender in different cultures, times, and contexts, which is, for us, we had this idea in the beginning already, but it's quite difficult to get it together. So we had to wait for 3 years to finish it.
My final question is, if you don't mind me asking, you're gay, and the Roma community would seem to me to be a very traditional society. Has that been problematic for you?
Not really, because I'm not Roma. Many people think I am. Like, that's because I'm a little bit darker, and also because people think if you deal with the issue, you have to be Roma, and that's not really true. But, and for me, it doesn't matter. Even some Roma think that I'm Roma, and they tell me that I shouldn't be afraid to say it openly, publicly. But I'm not.
Excuse me for not doing enough research. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Just For being gay, I was afraid that, as I did some research in Roma communities, I was afraid that how they will react on getting to know that I am gay, because they were sometimes speaking about gays very rudely. But in the end, when I had some, I would say, public coming out 2 years ago, in some article, I got emails from this Roma, like old Roma, and they said, like, we are behind you, we really believe in you, and I was really happy that they really took it this way, and I was really surprised. So I have absolutely no problem, and my opinion is, if you yourself don't have problem with your sexuality and you just show people you are okay with that, they can't really harm you because you are self-confident.